This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This is a poem about a romantic moment, about a romantic sort of encounter between two people who have just seen a nature documentary, one of those nature documentaries which are often on PBS, which show and discuss the mating habits of various kinds of animals by personifying them and anthropomorphizing them, while a voiceover in a mellifluous narrator says things like, "The kangaroo rat is a shy suitor," and things like that. And these people have been affected by the nature documentary in a way that the poem makes clear. Romantic moment. After seeing the nature documentary, we walk down Canyon Road into the plaza of art galleries and high-end clothing stores, where the mock orange is fragrant in the summer night and the smooth adobe walls glow flesh-like in the dark. It is just our second date, and we sit down on a bench, holding hands, not looking at each other. And if I were a bull penguin right now, I would lean over and vomit softly into the mouth of my beloved. And if I were a peacock, I'd flex my gluteal muscles to erect and spread the quills on my Cinemax tail. If she were a female walking stick bug, she might insert her hypodermic proboscis delicately into my neck and inject me with a rich hormonal sedative before attaching her egg sac to my thoracic undercarriage. And if I were a young chimpanzee, I would break off a nearby tree limb and smash all the windows in the plaza jewelry stores. And if she were a Brazilian leopard frog, she would wrap her impressive tongue 3 times around my right thigh and pummel me lightly against the surface of our pond, and I would know her feelings were sincere. Instead, we sit a while in silence, until she remarks that in the relative context of tortoises and iguanas, human males seem to be actually rather expressive. And I say that female crocodiles really don't receive enough credit for their gentleness. Then she suggests that it is time for us to go to get some ice cream cones and eat them.